The big idea is that none of us is any better than any other of us. The big idea is that all the Earth's natural resources belong to all the world's people, and this has nothing to do with what land mass the resource is located on, over, or under. The big idea is that no one really owns anything, least of all each other, or chunks of the planet itself, which is the home of our species. The big idea is that freedom is the essence of life, not something you earn or can be granted, but what you are. And any effort to limit its expression is an effort to limit life itself, which will be recreated by the soul at every level until the soul, which is freedom, is fully expressed in every moment. The big idea is that love knows no condition or limitation of any kind, and that any effort to limit its expression is an effort to limit life itself, which will be recreated by the soul at every level until the soul, which is love, is fully expressed in every moment. The big idea is that joy is your natural state of being, and that joy is always most fully and most rapidly experienced by giving it away. In truth, you are the big idea. And the sooner you understand this, the sooner you will experience the wonder of it moving in and through you into your world.
So let's get down to brass tacks here. I want to know how this new spirituality will affect real life on our planet. I mean society's day-to-day stuff, like, say, politics.
In the days of the new spirituality, the idea that politics and spirituality do not mix will be abandoned forever. Remember, the new spirituality says that politics is your spirituality demonstrated. In the days to come, this will be recognized at last. Some societies on your planet believe that politics and spirituality should be separated. I observe this to be one of the most non-functional and non-beneficial ideas ever visited upon the human race.
But wait a minute. That's the whole basis on which my country was founded. That's one of America's prime values. The United States prides itself on its separation of church and state.
That is beneficial.
I don't understand. I thought you just said that it wasn't.
Okay. Let's define our terms so that you can understand. If you define church as an organization that teaches a specific doctrine in a very specific way, and state as the institution which is empowered to create and implement the laws which govern your people, it is of benefit for these elements to be separated. If you define spirituality as the sum total of your cultural values and your most sacred beliefs, and politics as the process by which you select the people who will write and pass laws, as well as the method by which laws are adopted, then it is not of benefit for these elements to be separated. Politics is a process. The state is an institution. If the process by which you determine who shall propose and write your laws, and by which those laws are eventually adopted, does not include any place for your cultural values and your most sacred beliefs to be expressed, what good are those values and beliefs?
So you think we should be mixing spirituality and politics?
You already are. You are just not admitting it. If you think that in the United States your cultural values and most sacred beliefs are not being reflected in your political system, you're either lying to yourself or you're blind.
Well, of course our politics reflect our cultural values and our beliefs, but we keep religion and politics separate in this country.
You mean religions in your country do not have anything to do with your cultural values and your most sacred beliefs?
Of course they do.
Well, then you've just contradicted yourself.
Wait a minute. When I say cultural values, I'm not talking about theological constructs dealing with God and the path to salvation or whatever. That's the purview of religion. When I talk about our most sacred beliefs, I'm not talking about belief in heaven and hell either, or the power of prayer, or any of those things. That, too, is the purview of religion. I'm talking about cultural values, not religious values. American values, not Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, or Hindu values. I'm talking about national beliefs, not religious beliefs.